Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan. Veronica is out tonight attending an event, so I'm going to be holding down the show tonight. So we look forward to spending the next 29 and a half minutes with you, sharing some great information, getting to know you, and letting you get to know us. If this is your first time tuning in to the radio show, I thank you so very much. If you're a longtime listener, we thank you as well. Issues Concerning Women welcome you tonight. We are excited. We have a interesting topic tonight. It's called Jump Back In. And so we hope that you can get some great information from the tips I'm going to give you tonight. First time listeners, welcome again to the show, and we are all about focusing on women and their families, reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become fundamentally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. So again, welcome. Please share this program with your friends and family. We love you, audience. We are growing. We're so excited. And as we end this fourth quarter, we know that it's the holiday season. Everybody is busy. But just take a few moments out to be kind to someone else, to be generous, time of gift giving, and it's all about the love, so just remember that. If you would like more information about our show, I'm going to give that to you before the end of the broadcast, so just hang out with me for the next 20-some minutes, and we're going to get started. Tonight, we're going to talk about jumping back in. And I was doing a little research, as I always do, and I came across some children, and they weren't particularly young children, but teenagers doing the double dutch. And that's, of course, a jump roping skill that we used to have when we were young. And I say we because I know now I may not be able to do the double dutch, but I would love to do it. I shouldn't say I can't do it. I just haven't tried to do it. And so sometimes we hang out on the sidelines and just watch. We're really not involved. We're really not getting in there. We're really not jumping back in. So tonight I want to talk to you about that. What's keeping you on the sidelines? What's keeping you from jumping back in? What's holding you back from starting your business or advancing your business to the next level? What's keeping you from elevating your career? What's keeping you for applying for that position that you really want and you just have not done it yet? What's holding you back in your life? So any of these tips that I give tonight and anything that we talk about, you can apply it to your business, your career, and your life. What's holding you back? Is it because you're tired? You've been doing it so long and you just feel like, you know what, I can't give another piece of myself to something that's not working. And especially in our relationships, it's kind of hard sometimes to look at who we really are and then make a determination about what we really see because we're leading with our emotions. We're leading with our hearts instead of leading with our minds. And so if we just take the heart piece away for just a minute, because we still need that piece, especially in relationships, we need to know that this person is good for me, that this relationship is not on a one-way street. It has to be two lanes when you're in a relationship. It has to be the giving and the receiving, the coming and the going. And the same thing applies in business. If you're giving your all to your business and you're not receiving anything back, you're on a one-way street with your business. So let's think about that. What's keeping you on the sidelines? What's holding you back? So as I was looking at this article, and it was by the New York Times, and I did post it on my LinkedIn page. So if you're connecting with me on LinkedIn, you can go and like it or view it, whatever you choose to do, because I'm really sometimes not really sure about the like thing on LinkedIn, how that really works. But I know people will view a video. So it is a little video clip, a minute and a half, but it's talking about bringing Double Dutch back as a sport, as an activity. It's about stop staying on the sidelines and getting involved. It's about being creative and finding a new way and a new technique to do something. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about jumping back in. What is it going to take for you to get back in there in this fourth quarter? What is it going to take for you to see that is your time, and only you can determine when that time is, to build that relationship, to go to take that career to the next level, to look at that business for what it really is, and to really get started, and to know that this is something that you want to do. It's a part of you. It will not go away, even when you try to make it go away. And so that's how you know that it's something for you. So a couple of things tonight, as we're talking about jumping back in. If you don't think goal setting is important in your life and your business, then that's an issue, because that's the one thing that we have to do. When we're thinking about our business and our careers, we're thinking about what is it going to take for me to do the things that I want to do the most. And if you don't have a game plan, if you don't have a goal set, then more than likely you're not going to be successful in taking that business to where you want it to go. So let's look at business for a second. So you're thinking that, you know what, I've given this a shot. I want to keep on with the business strategy that I'm on. I like the plan. It just hasn't been working for me. So I want you to think back to when you first started this business, the passion that you had for it. Have you lost the passion? Are you continuing to change the plan over and over again instead of sticking to one plan? So the first thing I want to say is that when you set the goal, it may take a different route to get to the goal, but you stick with it, and especially if it's a good plan. And so once you decide that I have the vision, this is what I'm going to do, then you have to stick with it. And the thing that Veronica and I always talk to you about is knowing when to start and knowing when to finish, because anytime there's a goal set in place, there is a beginning time and an ending time. And we have to take bits and pieces of the plan to implement it. We have to take that action to make the strategy come to fruition. So many times we don't do that. We just want the end results. We want to jump from, I got this thing written down, and I want to be at the end where I'm seeing success and I'm, you know, gaining funds, I'm developing new programs, and I'm doing all the things that I want to do in my business. So we just have to slow down sometimes and just really look at what it is that we need to do. So you've set the goal. So you've made up your mind. Once you set the goal, you made up your mind, and you've actually made a decision to move forward with that goal, then you're going to have to do the steps that it takes to get you there. And so what happens in business is once you find a formula that works, then you have to keep doing it over and over and over again. And I think that's where we get sidetracked a lot of times in business. We find the perfect formula, but then we want to change it right in the middle of it. It worked. We started out with the plan. It was progressing along, going well, and then getting the results that we want. And then we start to think, I need to change this. I need to do something different to it. So what happens to the initial goal that you set? You start tampering with it. You start making changes in it. And then when it doesn't work, you can't figure out why. Why in the world is this thing not working? It was working before. So now that you've set the goal and you have implemented the program, I want you to continue to do it over and over again. And especially if it's successful, that's how we win in business. That's how you continue to progress in your business. That's what I need you to do. I need you to jump back in, start from where you started from, look at what made you successful, and continue on that path until you get this thing tight again. And so it's just like jumping rope. You have to keep doing it. If you're doing the double dutch and you have a team of people working together, You all have to be on the same rhythm. You all have to be in timing with each other. You all have to know the routine so that you make the jumping coordinate and it all turns out the way that you want to do it. So can you just imagine if there are four people on a team and only three of the people are on track with the turning of the ropes and the routine, and the fourth person is offline, the fourth person is standing on the sidelines, not jumping in when they're supposed to, what happens to your routine? It gets all messed up. So you set the goal, you have your timeline, you know what you want to do, you want to implement it, you've made a decision, and you're going to get the results that you want. So this is so great. When I was looking at this, it was all kind of things that was coming to my mind. And if you just do that sometimes, if you just sit down and just think about something and kind of analyze it, you'll be surprised at what will come to you when you're doing that. And that's another form of brainstorming. Even if it's just you and it's not the other team members as of yet, if you sit down with that thing and you know this is where we started from in the beginning, this is what worked, and then when I brought in team member number two, team member number three, and team member number four, we were able to implement the whole program. And so now when we're turning those ropes, we're all on the same beat. We all have the same rhythm. Our timing is perfect. And we don't have to stand on the sidelines waiting for the other person to jump in. That person's going to jump in because they know exactly when that beat hits that it's their time to get in there and do our routine. And so you can do that with any analogy that you want. I just thought it was so cool when I was looking at the video and they were putting together their routines for the Double Dutch competition. It actually was and it looked like it was in New York, but I'm not really sure. But anyway, I don't want to get off track. But anyway, can you see that happening? Can you see that being a thing that you and your team could do? And again, you can use whatever analogy you want to use, but somebody has to sit down and say, hey, guys, somebody has to be in a leadership position. And so that's the other thing. That's thing number two. After you've finished the goal setting and implementing the plan, somebody has to be in lead. Somebody has to be the shot caller. And so whether it's Double Dutch or any other sport, even if it's bowling, somebody has to be in charge of how we're going to do this thing. We're going to start today. When are we going to end? So somebody has to be in control of the situation and making sure that everything gets done when it's supposed to get done. So is that you? Are you the leader in your group? Are you going to jump back in and take over the responsibility of getting everything done in your business or in your career? Is that you? Are you that person? So look at what it takes to be a leader. You have to be, first of all, you have to be a good listener to be a good leader. And you have to be able to be a team player to also be a good leader. You also have to be a follower, because sometimes the leader has to follow the others in order for the plans to be implemented together. Makes sense, right? Do you agree? Absolutely. So if you're a good leader, you talk to your team, even if you start out just doing the brainstorming yourself, which I was talking about earlier, writing things down, getting it all together, but then the team leader has to convince the other members of the team, not so much convince them, but just to strategize with them and let them know that, hey, because if they're all your team, they should already be convinced. You shouldn't have to convince them of anything. That's the other thing. Do you have good team members? So there's a leader, and you have good team members. So that's number three. Having good team members that you don't have to actually convince them. You just have to get them on the same page with you because they're already with you. They're a part of the team. And so you have to be a good listener to listen to what everybody is saying, put together that plan that's going to work. This is just so awesome. When I was thinking about this and looking at that video again, going back to how this all works, how the rhythm takes place, how do we stay on beat, how do we get what we want, and how do we keep doing over and over and over again to make sure that we're successful. So I hope this is helping somebody tonight. So if this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, again, we thank you so much. If you would like to talk to me, I'm Francine Humphrey. After this show, you can email me, cwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, which is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, just like it sounds. If you would like to get in touch with Veronica McMillan, she's a nonprofit expert, you can get in touch with her at letstalkveronica@gmail.com, or go to her website at www.micro-nonprofitnetwork.com. Again, just like it sounds, we try to make it easy for you guys to find us. So if you have any questions about anything that I've said so far, please write them down. And either you can even send a message here through the Blog Talk Radio podcast, which is absolutely great. We get those all the time, and we try to answer those weekly. So if you have a question or you have a comment, please feel free to let us know. Today, it's Thursday. It's 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're on every Thursday evening at 6:30 p.m., except major holidays. We were not here Thanksgiving Day because we knew that you would be with your family, and we want you to, and we wanted to spend time with our family the whole time without any interruptions. So we thank you for continuing to follow us and to tune in to the broadcast. Other thing I wanted to talk to you about is how to achieve success no matter what the background, no matter what your genetic makeup is, no matter what personal connections you have. Because I think sometimes, especially when we're in business, we tend to think that we need to be connected with certain people and with certain organizations, and that can be true, and especially for networking purposes. And it depends on your business, because you do need new clients, and you do need to get out there and network. And I brought that up because last night we went to the Women's Forum at the Silver Library in Norfolk, and it was a very nice event. It was Coastal Women of Virginia, the Women's Forum, and it was a very nice, well-put-together event. Veronica and I were there together. We actually got the great opportunity to network and meet some wonderful new people. And it wasn't all women. It was men and women, which is so great now, because so many times before, when we would go to the Women's Forums, it usually would be just women, and that's okay. Really, it is. I'm okay with that, because y'all know I'm issues concerning women. I'm good with that. But now we're seeing more and more men attend our events, which is awesome. I think that is the greatest thing. One, because they're showing support for us, even if they're there just to support their wife or their teammate or a part of their organization, they are showing us support, which is, we need their support. And two is that they want to know what we're talking about, because they don't want to wait until the wife gets home or the coworker gets back to work the next day to hear what happened. They want to be right there and to add interest to the actual meetings, to have their input, and we support that. And especially in this day and time when we need both the male and the female point of view so that we can strive in our businesses and survive, and we need both at the table. So I was very excited to see the turnout last night, and it was just awesome. And so I want you to know that we are here to connect with you. So, again, if you have any questions about our programs, please let us know. And so the thing that I was talking about before is if you want to achieve success, you got to jump back in. You got to get in there and fight for what you want. And so many times we think that, we are being pushy or bossy, especially for the ladies. If you are headstrong and you're just moving forward, doing what you need to do to keep your business going, that's fine, because you're building your business. And the way to do that is for you to make sure that you are where you need to be, that you are doing great best practices for your business, and you are just really looking at what it is that you need to do to make sure that your business is successful. And sometimes that can be a little bit hard because we don't want to be seen as competitive. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we have to be competitive in our business. We have to be competitive when we're looking at how we're going to grow the business or how we're going to move to the next level. Because if you're sitting back on the sidelines, and here we go again, you're not jumping back in, then that's a problem. How in the world of business are you going to be in a position to dominate if you're not competing? Interesting, right? If you're not willing to do what it takes to be in competition with not to be in competition with an individual, but to be in competition with what is going on in the makeup of the business world. So let me make that clear. I'm not in competition with any one particular individual. I'm in competition with making sure that my business is on the cutting edge, that my business is out there, is viable, that people are getting to see me and see what I see. Competing with myself per se also gives me the ability to be creative. So when I'm looking at what other people are doing, that's fine, but I'm not really focused on that. My business is not based on that. My business is based on my creativity. How do I see my business? And the reason why my business is successful is because I created the programs originally for myself. I didn't create them for anybody else. Yes, I would share my programs with other people. They're not for me to keep. They are to be shared. But I knew what I wanted to do when I started my business. Didn't really know how it was going to look in the beginning because there was nobody to share it with, nobody to talk to. When I first started my business in 1992, it was pretty much just me. I had come away from an organization that I thought supported me, and I helped them build their business. And then I found out it wasn't that way. They were looking to build a business for themselves. They pretty much weren't trying to have another partner. It was already two partners in the business. And I was thinking, you know, if I work really hard and I help them and I develop this business and get it off the ground and running, they surely are going to help me, bring me into the fold, and let me be a part of the partnership. Well, guess what, guys? That just did not happen. So what happens when that goes on? No one had to tell me that it wasn't going to work when they moved to the new location and they told me that I wouldn't be able to go because they couldn't afford to take me along. That was devastating to me. And I'm sure it's happened to other people before when you were thinking that, you know what, if I'm good at what I do, then of course they're going to take me, if they're going to need me to help them to implement the program. So I've taken everything that I've learned over the years, put it all together, and so that I dominate my own feelings, I dominate the way that I think, I dominate the way that I look at business. I'm the first person that knows when this is right for me and that the best way to dominate is to do what others refuse to do. Can you imagine if you would do that? If you're in a business, and let's say you're selling a product, and the product is not offered in certain parts of the city because nobody wants to go to that part of the city. It's too far away. It costs too much. Just imagine how your business would grow if you decide, you know what, just because nobody else is doing it, I'm going to find a way to do it. And you may not be able to infiltrate that particular area in the beginning because you don't know anybody. It's just like starting a new job. You don't really know anybody. You're in a new career. You're just coming in. You're the new kid on the block. So usually what happens is, especially in careers, is that you feel like I'm out of place. I don't even know why I'm here. I don't even know why they hired me because I'm not ready for this position. But let me share something with you. Anytime that God places you in a position, He equips you to do exactly what it is that you think you can't do. I'm going to say that again. Anytime that God places you in a position, He equips you with everything you need for that position. Even if you don't think that you are equipped, He equips you. He is the one that you can depend on, and when a door opens and an opportunity arises for you, don't be afraid to do it. Don't stand on the sidelines. Be ready to jump back in. Be ready to do what others won't do. Dominate your field. Be exactly who you want to be. Be true to yourself. And believe in yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to be your own best cheerleader. I can cheer for you. Veronica can cheer for you. But if you're not cheering for yourself, and if you're not happy about your business, your career, your relationship, guess what? They normally don't work. The business kind of goes under, or it gets to the point where you can no longer stand to be in business, so you should shut it down. In your career, you're not moving to the next level because you're afraid to jump back in. You're afraid to go to your CEO or your supervisor or your manager and say, you know what, I would like to move to a new level. I want to move to a management position, or I want to move to an executive position. What do I have to do that? When are you going to be hiring somebody for this new position? So you have to start asking the questions when you want something. You're the one that determines when you start and when you end. Only you. Nobody else can do that for you, person in your business, your career, and your relationship. And so I hope that this is helping you, and I hope that you can really see what I'm trying to share with you tonight. Let me be clear. Sometimes when we're in business, people don't seem to be doing things the way that you would do them, and that's okay. That's fine. That's why you have to make sure that you're on the right path, that you're doing exactly what it is you were ordained to do, and that you're jumping back in when you need to jump back in. There is always a time when we're going to hold back for whatever reason, and that's fine because sometimes we have to do that. But when you've been holding back for so long that you're stagnant and you're not moving, that becomes the issue. You have to let yourself go. Let yourself be afraid and do it afraid anyway. You know, people say when you're afraid to do something, do it anyway. Do it in fear, because what's going to happen? Either you're not going to do it at all and you're going to stay fearful and you're going to stay stuck, or you're going to do it and you're going to move from that place where you are. You're going to get out of your stuckness. You're going to move and elevate your business to the next level. That career is just one more interview away. That relationship is getting better because you're putting time into it. You're nurturing it. You're growing it. And anything that we do, we have to take time to focus on it, to know this is what we want to do, this is where I want to go, and this is how I'm going to get there. So I hope the tips that I've given you tonight have been things that you can use. I want to give you our information again because I'm coming down to that two-minute warning for the program. But it has been my pleasure, as always, to be with you tonight. I hope that you have enjoyed the program. I hope you're not going to just sit on the sidelines. I hope you're going to jump back in. So if you want to contact me after the show, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. My email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. And the website is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. To get in touch with Ms. McMillan, her email address is letstalkveronica@gmail.com. Or you can go to the website www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. Tonight, Veronica couldn't be with me, but she's always with me, listening to me, and when she's not here, and I know that she would want me to let you guys know about our upcoming giveaway on December the 22nd. It's going to be at the Lampas Point Library in Norfolk, Virginia. We're going to be hosting a few families there. If you're interested or if you know a child that you would like to bring, please email Veronica or myself and let us know. We are so excited about everything that is happening in the organization. We want you to know that we appreciate your support, and we look forward to coming back and being with you on next Thursday. And we hope that you will tell somebody about the show. Come hang out with us. Hope the information that I gave you will encourage you to jump back in. So have a good night. God bless you all, and I'll be back next Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Take time for yourself. Be kind. God bless.